This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Bean.
And we're going to be playing the latest hit from Garbanzo Bean a little bit later on in the program. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. Trivia Friday is here again. That means a week of your life is gone since last Friday. I don't know if you realize that or not. I'm Tim Wildman. Hey, Ed Battagliano.
Hey, Tim Wildman. And after this show, they'll think an hour and a half of my life is now gone.
But you learn something.
That's
the most important thing.
Become a better person.
JJ, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, Jasper, sits across the table from me here. How you doing, JJ?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
JJ's opening up a business, aren't you?
My wife and girls are. Thank you for asking.
Tell us about it. For those who live in the Northeast Mississippi area, you got the entrepreneurial Jasper families branching out.
Yeah, they could drive in from Oklahoma. It would be worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
To get 10% off maybe or something?
Absolutely.
What do you got? Seriously, you're
Jasper and Company, women's boutique, also have pottery, pillows, candles, original art. When you've got five daughters like I do,
yeah,
it's a state law, or maybe it was in the Farmer's Almanac, that you have to open a women's boutique. But Melanie and our girls are so excited about this.
Yeah.
It opens Tuesday in Tupelo, Mississippi,
right,
on Nail Street. You're invited, and you can find out more on Facebook, JJ Jasper on Facebook.
Well, if my wife and I ever stop by, you better have something there for me to do. That's all I can say. I'm not going to go walking around smelling candles with my wife.
Look, you joke about that, but here's the thing. Melanie, we've been working since spring and summer renovating a building. She said, I want old brick, block out the ceiling, hang these Edison lighting. I want it to be real cozy. I said, okay, I know this is for you and the girls, but I said, I've got one request. Since I'm doing all this work along with my friends, I want there to be a couch in there, a small couch, so when the husbands come in or the grandmother comes in with the daughter, they can have a place to sit down.
Yeah.
So there is a couch at Jasper and Company.
Yeah.
You can thank me later, Ed.
Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Walker Wildman is going to keep us available to the world, aren't you, Walker?
Yes, we're streaming all across the world, including Russia, so the Russians can watch us. No, we're on Facebook, so you can watch the show there each day. And if
you're watching Russia, Walker's
colluding with the Russians?
Yes, he is.
What?
Hey,
I heard it.
I neither confirm or deny that allegation.
So go to Today's Issues Facebook page, and you can watch the show there.
Yes.
And you can comment on it as well.
We appreciate
everyone who's listening to this program all around the world, as it were.
Brent, do we have the Russia files that we use during the week? Well, I got to get me some of this, at least the little song.
Play that song.
Yeah.
Man.
I tell you
what that'll do. Play that again
right
there.
I'm taking a knee. I'm not standing for that. I'm taking a knee right there.
I'm telling you, what we're doing around the world right now is we're blasting out some testosterone.
That's right.
That's coming out the radio speakers right there. Listen to those boys go. Do that again right there. Play that again. Listen. That's a man's choir right there.
That's right.
There ain't no doubt about their gender, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's how we play this. We're going to ask three questions each. And then we're going to ask you to call in and answer one of them and or ask us a question. We prefer that you do both, answer and ask, on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And if you answer one of the questions correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and you will hear that, and you will know that then you have won. You have won yourself a Trivia Friday T-shirt. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. We're going to be hawking them.
Brand new.
A little bit later on. Trivia. Ed's wearing his.
I'm wearing mine.
I should have been wearing mine, but I will wear it next week. Trivia Friday T-shirt. We've got them. They're brand new. They're only $15. Good grief. I mean, you should buy 20. at that price. $15 t-shirts. Where can they get them, Ed?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
If they don't win them today.
Because really only one person will win one. But if you go to afastore.net, at the top of the page, you'll see we have some other things, products up there. But you just scroll down just a click or two, and you will see it right in the middle of the page. Trivia Friday t-shirt.
$15.
With our caricatures on
it. Yes, yes. You know? Check it out. afastore.net. Buy yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt. The only ground rule we have here is if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please don't call, because we want to get as many new people on the program each week as possible. So many people call and say, I can't get through. They get upset. Some have to see therapy. Yeah, they're just all kind of downside ramifications for people not being able to get through. And if you violate our rule and you call in every week or every 2 weeks, then you're contributing to this problem.
Yes, and we will eventually catch you.
We will.
We have a special counsel who looks into these things.
Right. And Sam will find you out.
Yes, it will.
So, go ahead, Ed. What are your three questions?
All right, here are my three questions. I have two baseball questions because the baseball playoffs start next week. Now, the National Hockey League season starts next week, but most of our listeners don't care, so I didn't have a question about that. So here's my first baseball question. How many teams are there in Major League Baseball? How many teams are there? How many teams play?
Right now.
Second question, how many Major League Baseball teams make the playoffs? And then third question is just a geography question. What are the six states that make up the New England states? What are the six states that make up the New England states?
Go ahead.
Here's what I've got. First question, math question. What is the number 3.14 known as? What is the number 3.14 known as? Second question, a sidewinder is what kind of animal? A sidewinder is what kind of animal?
Wicked.
Third question, true or false? And it happened this week in history in 1820. Daniel Boone died in 1820 at age 85 from eating too many sweet potatoes. Is that true or false?
I know one thing. Daniel Boone, if he were alive today, he'd be singing in that Russian choir.
That's right. With his shirt off.
Daniel
with his shirt off like Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
Yeah. Combing his hair with a wagon wheel. Yeah, hey, here's the question again. Daniel Boone died 1820 at age 85 from eating too many sweet potatoes. Is that true or false?
Number one, for me, who ran for, listen to this. This is a good presidential historical question. Who ran for president of the United States with the campaign slogan, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage? Whose campaign slogan was that?
And also had a pizza on every table, but it wouldn't fit on the bumper sticker.
Right, which he took 99% of the Italian vote.
With that, sure. We're easily bribed.
All right,
is that what you're saying?
Who was the first, or what was rather, it's not a who, what was the first animated series for primetime network television?
I think I know.
The first animated series for primetime network television? And my third question, we got to get a Mayberry question in here. In what TV show did Sheriff Andy Taylor first appear? In what TV show did Sheriff Andy Taylor first appear? There you go. Let's get to the phones, Ed.
To the phones we go, to the Batmobile. We go to Louisiana, and Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
We're blessed, Keith.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Keith?
I think I'll try both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to try the one. How many baseball teams make the playoffs?
All right. How many Major League Baseball teams make the playoffs, Keith?
I believe it's 8.
No, that is incorrect. I'd say it was a good guess,
try.
But it is incorrect.
They must have changed things up.
They did change things up.
Okay, which is change up is a pitch.
That was the old format.
Yeah. But it was a good shot.
Yeah.
Good shot.
Yeah.
What's your question for us, Keith?
He swung and missed, though.
Yes. But look at life this way, Keith. A really good hitter in baseball hits 300, and that's swinging twice and missing.
Right.
twice and only hitting one out of three.
Yeah, it's so, good with math.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just figured that right out. All right. Actually, right. It's 333 batting errors.
You figured it out.
Yes. I added, subtracted, divided.
You're going, man. You're doing good.
Sometimes I do a little multiplication. Yeah. Keith, what's your question for us?
Being from Louisiana, the oldest known settlement or city in the state of Louisiana, what is that town?
All right, it's going to be something French.
Don't say yes, no, or incorrect, correct. Well, let us talk about it just a minute.
I know that.
Keith.
Keith, yeah.
I remember the inhabitants of that city lived on boudin and crawfish and a lot of things, a lot of rice.
Yeah. Well, what would it be?
Red beans.
You think it would be New Orleans? Is that the... A little bit further up the Mississippi.
What do you say, first permanent settlement?
You said first permanent settlement, Keith?
Right.
Okay.
Now this
you think it'd be further up the Mississippi, maybe?
I guess before the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah.
Well, you know the yes. answer is we don't know.
I think we'll go
to New Orleans.
Well, yeah, New Orleans.
We're gonna go with the obvious guess, New Orleans, Keith. Oh, we lost them.
Oh, no.
they're talking about left hanging.
I'm telling you, if those Russians don't like the way the answers are going, they don't like the flow. They don't just meddle in elections. What? They'll disrupt our show.
Well, no, we
just saw it happen.
If he can call back, I don't know if he can get through, though. Send us an email. It was Keith?
Keith. Yeah.
Give him your cell phone number over the air.
Or post it on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's really good.
Today's Issues Facebook page, post the...
answer to the question.
The answer to the question that Keith just asked, because we lost Keith. And now we only got so many
phone
lines.
And I won't be able to sleep now.
And the phone lines are jammed.
Yep.
So post it on our Facebook page or send us an email.
And then when Walker comes back, he can check it, and maybe we can give that answer out to our hungry listeners.
Hey, and speaking of Facebook.
We said New Orleans.
A lot of people aren't able to get it through, obviously, through the phone lines. But go online and answer, and occasionally we'll grab some of your comments and answers from Facebook. So that's fun to do that. So continue.
But you can't actually answer a question by email.
And our email is comments@AFR.net. 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 Next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Susie is on the line. Susie, you're our first lady to answer today. Let the fairer sex show up some of these men. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer and ask.
All right, which question you want to answer?
About Daniel Boone.
Okay, it's true or false, Susie, so you got a 50-50 chance. It happened on this week in history. It was back in 1820, Daniel Boone died at age 85 from eating too many sweet potatoes. Is that true or false?
True.
It's 100% true.
Really? Wow.
Wow. We are not clapping for Daniel Boone's demise. We're clapping because
Susie got it.
Here's a little bit of the backstory. Yeah. Daniel, it happened Tuesday.
Thanksgiving Day.
1820. Daniel Boone died at age 85. His favorite dish was baked sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
He ate too many and died of indigestion. But in full disclosure, a friend of mine said, now this was back in 1820. I was laughing and telling him about it. He said, that's probably the last thing he did, and then he died of natural causes. Because if it's something else, they could have said, yep, he died of breathing fresh air.
Yeah.
That was the last thing he did before he fell over.
But
so
the legend spread.
Well, that's what he was doing before he passed away.
Sweet potato pie, sweet potato casserole.
His favorite dish was baked sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
He ate too many and died of indigestion.
How do you bake a sweet potato in the year of what?
1820.
How'd they do that?
Oh, just
over far?
Yeah.
Over far?
Yeah, I think so. Damn far.
Over far. I'm just thinking
you're
bake.
Listening to AFR.
When I think of bake, I think of oven. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
Am I the only
oven.
One? That,
yeah, they had.
But they had. But they probably
double ovens.
They had ovens because they baked bread, didn't they?
Okay.
They've been
baking. Maybe they did. I just
baking bread since
right. Day. Susie, did you know that or did you just guess?
I knew that.
Oh, you did?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. She knows her Daniel Boone history.
That's exactly right. Hey, what's your question for us?
Who sang Moody River?
Moody River?
Let us talk about it, Karen.
Is Susie.
Susie, excuse me, Susie. I'm trying to rename her. Excuse me, Susie.
Moody River.
Who's saying what?
Moody River.
We got all kind of river songs.
Yeah.
We got all. Yeah, we Moon got Moon River. River. We got Little River Band.
Actually, there's only there's only one other song.
There's
River Dance. River Dancing.
River Dance. Cow jumping over the moon.
Yeah.
Got all kind of moon songs.
So Moody River. I've never. Have you guys ever heard?
No,
of it?
No, I haven't heard of it.
It must be a crooner though. I'm thinking it's a crooner.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So that's from Oklahoma.
Let's go.
Crooners.
Mel Torme.
All right, Mel Torme, Susie.
No, Pat Boone.
Pat Boone.
Pat Boone.
The heartthrob from the 1950s.
No, that you...
No, it's Moody River, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
That's he wasn't much on lyrics, was he? How did that song go?
I think you were going Andy Williams there.
I was just...
I almost chose this for a trivia. I was looking through this trivia stuff. It said, whose tombstone does it say everybody loved somebody sometime? It was Dean Martin. He's got that on his headstone.
Yeah. Somebody.
Did he sing that?
Apparently.
That yeah. I don't think they would. He's going to be raptured up.
What's that, Susie?
He said he's not going to have a tombstone. He's going to be raptured up.
Oh, Pat Boone said that?
Oh, yeah, Pat Boone.
You remember he went through heavy metal phase?
No, that was not a phase. That was a joke, but everybody just crucified him over
there.
Didn't he actually release an album or something?
Yeah, it was a joke. It was all just, he's just like, hey, I want to do this faux project, and had some publicity about it just for fun, because like he drinks milk and wears white patent leather shoes. Nobody's more squeaky clean. So he put on all this leather and spikes and studs and said, hey, I got a heavy metal project coming out, all in jest, and the Christian community went crazy.
All right.
They crucified him. No, it was not.
I had his cell phone. I've still got it. I'll give it again right now if he does it again.
Because, hey, listen, when he said he was going to release an album, I was ready to play it backwards.
He lost his salvation.
I was ready to see.
He got it back, but that's the theological
question. Debbie Boone, one of his daughters, very talented singer.
Yeah. Yes, she is. I have. Hey. I've won a couple of her albums.
Thanks, still. Susie. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. The answer to the question about what was the first permanent settlement in the state of Louisiana,
Nacogdoches?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Nacogdoches? You know, this would take somebody from...
Because there's
a Texas and there's Louisiana. JJ, you know...
I already explained this exact same thing. Couple stopped there traveling in that very town. They were having the same conversation we're having, so they went in the McDonald's and they said, before we even order, we got to help you answer something for us. How do you pronounce right where we are? And please say it slowly. And the guy behind the counter said, McDonald's.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Do you know how you pronounce
Nacogdoches?
This town in Louisiana. I've heard of it. I know where it is, but I don't pronounce it enough to. I'll slaughter it, and I'll get beat up bad.
Spell it. That will help our listeners.
We'll research that.
We'll figure this out.
Yeah, we will. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. For what reason do you switch to a high-pitched voice?
Just because I just get bored doing it the same old way.
I got you. That's okay.
Well, they wouldn't let him get in that choir that you featured earlier.
That's right.
He said, you know what? I'm going to own that.
Come on, guys.
Why can't I be in the choir?
La, 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 la. Doesn't have the same effect,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't. Trivia Friday. Okay. Here's the phone number to reach us. 888. If you want to answer, ask. 888-589-8840. 888. 589-8840. Back to the phones.
We go to North Carolina, and Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to the program today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The one about the baseball teams making the playoffs.
All right, how many Major League Baseball teams make the playoffs, Tim?
Well, one of the callers kind of helped me out, but there are three divisions in each league, American League, National League. You have the division champions, but they both have two wild cards. that play a playoff game, and so that would make 10.
10 is correct.
Oh, wow.
And, Tim, you have answered the mystery question. You didn't know which question was the mystery question. You have won yourself a brand spanking new, hot off the press, Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Yeah, we're displaying it. I hope it's brand new.
Yes.
Oh, we've won one. It was pre-owned.
Tim's holding this up for those of you that are watching
Tim.
Live
I'm holding it up for Tim.
For Tim. Facebook. Tim for That's Tim. Right.
So, Tim, you don't have to say whether or not you're thrilled about that. We hope you are.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. I really am.
Okay.
I listen to y'all all the time, so it's great. I heard Walker actually talk about it. I think it was last week about the new T-shirt coming out.
Well, so
it's out.
After we're through with you, Tim, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and Randy Lucius is going to come on. He's going to take down your information. And we will ship you out a T-shirt. Make sure you give your size. Give your size to Randy when he asks, okay?
It's kind of personal, isn't it?
Yeah, he doesn't have to give it to us. Right. You can give your size on the air if you want.
No, that's okay. Don't do that.
Hey, what's your question for us, Tim?
Well, I guess I'll stick with a baseball question. Who has the most home runs in professional baseball as far as a rookie? Who has the most home runs ever for a rookie?
Whatever his first name is, Judge from
So he's got the Yankees.
Yeah, he just went over 50. Am I right?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
He hit 50 home runs this year?
Our professor.
A rookie. Well, and they at the Yankee Stadium, they say all rise when he comes to bat because his name is Judge.
Oh, all rise.
Yeah, all rise.
I think he might also have most strikeouts, too, though. I think something like that. He's kind of up there with a strikeout.
That's not unusual for a home run hitter.
Babe Ruth says it's okay to do that.
What's his first name?
Aaron Judge.
Well, there you go. Like Hank Aaron.
Guy's built like he's like a basketball player. He's like 6'8".
Well, he was a Red Sox killer this year. He hit several against the Red Sox.
Thank you, Tim. Take care, buddy.
Great question.
We're gonna put you on hold, Tim. Okay, so don't go away.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, the town in Louisiana is Natchitoches, and I know a lot of people are yelling at the radio going, it's pronounced such and such, Tim. I'm reading, it's a French word. No, it's not. Well, anyway, I'm reading from Wikipedia. It's all true, right?
Oh, Wikipedia. It's awesome.
Yeah, established in the year 1714.
Kids, make sure you always use Wikipedia when you're doing a term paper or a research paper.
The sister city is, but don't copy it word for word.
Right. Change a few words. Remember, they used to tell you, don't copy it word for word.
Turn your report in. Yeah. You need to change a few words up. Hey, we're going to take a break right here.
When we come back, we're going to know how to pronounce this, maybe?
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I think we need to take a shot.
Okay.
I think we owe it to our listeners to each one of us take a shot.
Okay.
So we're going to do that. And that's Natchitoches.
Now, is that French or Indian?
Well,
because I'm either going to do it. I'm going to do it in a French accent, or I'm going to.
Well, I'm going to pronounce it. You know, like one of these. I'm going to pronounce it that Indian. This is how you pronounce this.
You guys are doing some serious ethnic stereotyping right there.
Hey, listen.
I just want you to know.
I get it from you guys all week long.
I just
want you to know. I don't
want to hear it. I am distancing myself from your comments so that somebody don't take a knee on me during the show. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day. or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Peace. Be still. Why are you so afraid?
Our nation is in the throes of an especially treacherous hurricane season. The magnitude of devastation is heartbreaking. But with heartbreak comes hope. Faithful believers are going in after the storms to help survivors.
We have seen the hand of God, which no man can control.
Disasters bring an opportunity for you and I to show Jesus.
Whether hurricanes, disease, financial ruin, or even loss of life, God is faithful through the storm. Even the wind and the waves obey Him. As He is faithful, may we continue to be faithful to share God's love. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. Cheerleaders will be able to once again raise banners proclaiming God's word at football games in Koontz, Texas. The State Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Koontz cheerleaders, declaring the inspirational Bible verses painted on run-through banners are private speech. The banners had been banned in 2012 after a group of atheists filed a complaint. The crux of the case centered on whether the banners represented private speech or government speech. First Liberty Institute represented the cheerleaders. Attorney Kelly Shackelford called the ruling a great victory for free speech and religious liberty. It also sends a clear message that no school district should be able to censor, ban, or claim ownership of the private religious speech of its students. The cheerleaders' courthouse win echoes one of the Bible verses they painted in one of the original run-through banners. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. The left and the media are already going all Saul Alinsky on Roy Moore. I'll explain why we have to pray for him and why we have to have his back. And is the NFL finally getting its mind right about the anthem? We'll see. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
That is the theme song from Get Smart, because that's what happens when you listen to this show.
That's right, Ed.
You get smarter.
You get smarter. You get...
That was Don Adams.
Betterer.
Missed it by that much.
Hey, that's how close we missed the right
pronunciation. All right, let me reach...
Whoa, you're way off.
Let me set this up real quickly for those who are just tuning in. We had a question about what the first permanent settlement was in the state of Louisiana.
That was from Keith, I think, or something.
And the town was that we didn't answer it correctly, I believe, or we didn't.
We said New Orleans, that wasn't right.
But the correct answer it has been. We don't want to mispronounce the name of the town, and it's been called into us over and over again because our phone lines are ringing off the wall. Marty Sparks, who's substituting up front, Your substitute teacher answering the phone because our regular receptionist is gone, right?
That's correct.
So you're minding your own business. Well, you reading the paper up there,
Marty? Yes, sir. Whatever.
Well, you're just you're yes. up there welcoming people to our office and yes, answering sir. The phone, and yes, all of a sudden you're deluged with phone calls, and people want to tell us what.
It's a huge tragedy out there. It's the pronunciation of the town is Natchitoches, not Nacogdoches. There's a Nacogdoches, Texas, and a right. Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Natchitoches.
So our apologies, yes. But we learned something today, and we promoted the city to a national radio audience.
There you go.
Yes,
so
we
go,
did.
So go vacation there.
So folks, don't get mad at us, because
right.
now you're world famous.
Right, exactly.
Your town.
I thought they were calling in about the town of Lafayette, Louisiana.
Right. But there's a Lafayette, Indiana.
Lafayette, Indiana. Lafayette County, Mississippi.
Lafayette County, Mississippi, and Lafayette.
Lafayette.
All right, there you go. There's your geography. Marty. Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
We just broke Marty in there.
Marty has a pretty good radio voice.
Yeah,
he does.
He sure does. Next week, folks, we're going to tackle Louisville, and Louisville. So you want to be tuned for that.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're live video streaming on our Today's Issues Facebook page if you want to go there and check out the show and comment there. Ed, you want to repeat your questions that have
heretofore gone unanswered?
Wow. Heretofore.
1035.
Heretofore.
You know, Tim, I would love to. And I just want to give the number now, folks. If you want to call in and get on this here show, 888-589-8840. 40 is the number to call. 888-589-8840. Here are my questions. I have a baseball question remaining. How many teams are there in Major League Baseball that start a season? How many teams are there? Geography question. What are the six states that make up the New England states? You refer to New England. What states are you talking about? And a history question. Fat Man and Little Boy are famous nicknames for what? And no, it's not a pizzeria. Fat Man and Little Boy are famous nicknames for what?
You can't say that anymore. See, that's a throwback right there. You have to say obese.
Okay. Huh? Obese Man and Height Challenged Boy
for being sensitive.
Are famous nicknames for what?
Okay.
Everybody knows those famous wrestlers from Saturday morning.
You used to be able to use the word fat. You had Fat Albert cartoon. Jake and the Fat Man in the 70s, I think it was.
Well, right? You know, I've mentioned before, I don't know if I've done it on the air, you know, we have healthy, you know, we have people come in every once in a while and give us, you know, teach us about diet and exercise, but they also do some measurements and take our blood and check us like that. Wow. And the last time they came and did, height and
weight.
And then they put a measuring tape around.
We're going to get real personal here.
Well, And you're behind a little screen, and then they say, okay, and I said, here are the numbers you need to take out to the lady with the clipboard, and here's your circumference. And I said, my circumference? That's what I went around my waist. I said, I'm not a planet. What do you mean my circumference? They gave me a number, and I had to go tell them in front of everyone what my circumference was.
Hey, Ed, part of that was my problem, because before you went in there, I told that lady, and I never should have, I told her that your class picture was an aerial photo.
So that
tipped her off, and that made her want to measure you.
Oh,
measure your girth.
I've re-upped
my questions.
What do you got,
Here's
JJ?
What I've got. First question is math question. What is the number 3.14 known as? What is the number 3.14 known as? Second question, a sidewinder is what kind of animal? Then I'll add a new one.
Isn't that one of the, during those Western movies, they would always say, listen, Sidewinder, there ain't room enough in this town for both of us.
They sure would. Right. Yeah, but it's a real animal.
Sidewinders are wicked relief pitchers, too, about the ninth inning. I'll tell you that right now. You don't know where that ball's coming from.
I know, that's true.
You just go ahead and swing, you know.
Swing all willy-dilly.
Just swing. At least you don't sit there and watch it.
Sidewinder.
You don't want to go down
Watching. Yeah, right.
All right, and this is an easy one. Third question, what New York building completed in 1931 was at the time the tallest building in the world?
Here are my three questions. Who ran for president of the United States with the campaign slogan, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage?
Sounds like a socialist to me.
Well, that's when it all started. The downfall of our country right there when we start promising people chickens in every pot and car in every garage.
Hope and what, change.
But there was a president who used that as a campaign slogan.
Yeah, I know who it is.
I want to know who it was. Number two, what was the first animated series made for primetime network television? Not Saturday morning.
Right.
What was the first animated series made for primetime network television? And then my last question, in what TV show did Sheriff Andy Taylor first appear? I want to know the answer to that. Incorrect. All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones. Now we go to Ohio. Mm-hmm. Susie is on the line. Susie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Oh, I just love calling in when you three guys are all there.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, JJ's so sweet and funny, and Tim's Southern drawl always reminds me of when I was much, much younger and had a huge crush on Huckleberry Hound.
and Ed, I don't know. I guess I take that as a compliment.
That is a compliment.
I'm not sure. Good.
Say something about Ed. Yeah. Say something about my circumference, Susie.
I don't know. What can I say about it? Oh, I know. Mr. Ed is one of my all-time top favorite TV shows.
Susie, this is...
I'm Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah, but at least she had something that she was thinking about. She had to try to think about something about me. What can I say about Ed? I can't leave him out. That would just humiliate him. Oh, yeah, let me tell him that I think about him. I think about a talking horse. Thank you.
Well, it's not just any dog and horse. I mean, when you're 5 years old, Huckleberry Hound is adorable.
Right. Exactly.
Mr. Ed was a Palomino. He was gorgeous.
I think I'll climb up that tree. I'm Huckleberry Hound.
Remember, we played some.
Yeah, we sure did.
Brent Creeley
got
found it
for us. I'm not quite as slow as Huckleberry Hound, but I'm getting real close.
Well, Susie. All right. Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Susie? I'm just teasing you. Believe me, I grew up in an Italian household.
I love to tease and be teased. Actually, I could do a few of them, but let me do the Sidewinder.
All right, here's the question.
The Sidewinder is what kind of animal?
I believe it's a snake that moves sideways.
It is a rattlesnake.
It is. It's a rattlesnake that moves sideways?
That's right.
Without drinking? I'm just straight up sober.
They can get pulled over sometimes. Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
And I'm not going to give the answer away, but Andy Griffith did debut on a different show, and I think you can see it on YouTube.
You're correct. You're correct. Susie. Absolutely.
Hey, yeah, what's your question for us, Susie?
Okay, well, the first time I called, which was way back in July, I had you guys sing the Ballad of Barney Fife, which was really good. So since you were such good sports about that, I thought I would find a song especially written for a trio. And I was glad to hear you use your falsetto voices earlier because you're gonna need them.
You're right here. All right.
Yeah, this is a Gilbert and Sullivan song from the Mikado. And I'm gonna sing the song to you, a little chorus, and I'm gonna leave out two words. They both begin with the letter G, the words are together, and the last one ends with an E sound because it has to rhyme with B and me. So I'll sing it to you, and then when you're ready to sing it back to me, let me know, and I'll announce you like a rock group, okay?
Alone Again Naturally?
What?
Alone Again?
No.
I don't think that was Gilbert Sullivan.
No, it's a song especially for a trio.
Susie, are you a music teacher? Because you sound like you could be.
No. When you hear me sing, you'll realize I'm not.
All right, jump in there.
Okay, here we go. Three little maids from school are we. Pert as a schoolgirl, well, maybe. Filled to the brim with three maids from school. So now you need to sing it back and add the words that I left out.
One of them is Glee, but filled with something in Glee.
Yeah, who's? It has to do with who's singing, what type of people are singing.
Oh, wow. And it starts with a G.
Remember, you're going to use a falsetto voice if you want.
It's not going to be grit or gusto.
It's got to be feminine. It's got to be feminine for you to need a falsetto voice.
Susie, I think
MC Hammer.
he first made it famous.
Well, he brought it back. That song back to life.
I think this is a case since we're talking about MC Hammer.
We don't think we can touch it.
We can't sing this.
What would three little maids be? What gender would they be?
Well, they'd be girls. Ladies.
Okay.
Oh, girls with glee.
Girls with glee.
Oh, you got it?
Okay.
No, I mean, that's the answer, girls with glee, but I don't
know. Is it girls with glee?
Girlish.
Girlish glee.
Girlish glee.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to sing, or do you need to tune again?
Which rhymes with Alone Again Naturally.
The thing is, I don't know the rest of the words.
No,
how can I sing it with you?
I don't think I'll remember it long enough to do it after you.
I'll sing it, and I'll try to
jump in with girlish glee. How's
I'll
that?
To see
hey,
the
JJ,
lyrics.
I think we need to stay out of this one.
Yeah, okay. I do too.
All right, Susie, come on, let's go. You and me.
It's you and Mr. Ed.
How's
we're
that?
We're clapping for you. Y'all can do this.
Go ahead, Susie.
Y'all go ahead, boys, and do that. Boys and girls,
I'm going to sing it to remind you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to sing it to remind you of the lyrics, and then I'll announce you like a rock group, and then you can sing it.
But I don't know the words.
Just make them up.
You will, because I'm going to sing them. Okay?
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Three little maids from school are we, pert as a schoolgirl well may be, filled to the brim with
girlish glee.
Three maids from school.
Three maids ladies from and school.
I got to announce you first. Ladies and gentlemen, Trivia Friday presents Tim, Ed, and JJ singing Three Little Maids.
Three little maids are we. Get your concert tickets today.
Filled to the brim.
Hey, what was the name of the group? What was the name of the
Gilbert and Sullivan? Well, they're very famous. Very famous.
Well, the guy who sang "Alone Again Naturally," that '70s hit. His name was Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Was it really?
Yes, that's why I thought of that. Gilbert O'Sullivan, "Alone
Susie,
Again."
Susie, sorry we let you down, but we're going to let you go. You have a great weekend.
Yeah.
You have a great, delightful personality.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. By the way, if you want your Learning University T-shirt, Trivia Friday, and this is a quality T-shirt.
This is quality. And it's made in America, isn't it?
Made in America.
I'm holding
it up on our Today's Issues Facebook page right now, and Ed's donning one.
I've got one.
You're donning one.
With glee. With girlish glee.
So go and you can order your T-shirt at
AFAstore.net.
It's very easy. AFAstore.net. And we're talking $15.
I know.
Last T-shirt was $20.
Right.
So
one's got our caricatures on it.
We've come down.
Got Huckleberry Hound, Mr. Ed, and what did she say about you?
Daniel Boone.
All good things.
Daniel Boone.
All right,
Stay away from them sweet potatoes. She said I sound like
I've been eating a lot of sweet potatoes.
back to the phone.
All right, Mississippi. To Mississippi we go. Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Happy 40th anniversary, AFA, and God bless every one of you.
Thank you, Haywood.
We like that kind of enthusiasm,
Amen.
Haywood.
Amen,
bro.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to take a shot at?
Fat Man and Little Boy.
All right, Fat Man and Little Boy.
We've used up our quota of using the word fat on this show.
Our famous nicknames for what, Haywood?
The nuclear weapons that were used in World War II.
That's right. That's the name of the two nuclear bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. They were nicknamed, codenamed, probably be better, Fat Man and Little Boy.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Yeah. So, did you have to look that up, or did you know it?
No, I'm a World War II history buff.
All right, so that was an easy one for you, wasn't it?
It is, and I'm going to give you an easy question that goes along with it.
Uh-oh. All right, go ahead.
Okay, what was the name of the bomber that the first bomb was delivered to Hiroshima?
Was it Enola Gray? Gay? Enola Gay?
That's the name of the plane.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, you wanted the plane. Okay.
JJ. All right.
The bomber.
Man, JJ
knows
excellent.
JJ's an aviator. He knows these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, we're a lot smarter than we used to be.
Smarterer.
That's smarter. Right.
Got that right.
And
Haywood.
Betterer, Haywood.
Where are you calling from, Haywood?
I'm a over-the-road truck driver, and I'm just south of St. Louis at the moment.
Okay, brother. But you reside in Mississippi, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Haywood, let me ask you this: if you said you're an over the road truck driver, what other kind of truck driver is there?
Short haul.
Okay.
Local.
Oh, all right. Local. So that's the difference. Over. All right.
Yeah, you were trying to be a smart aleck kid.
But
backfired on you. Backfired on you.
All right, Haywood.
Bless y'all.
Thank you,
brother. Y'all have blessed the trucking people tremendously over the years, I promise you.
Thank you, Haywood.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm trying to see where I can watch this, where I can look at the callers here on my computer screen. I can
go to the next caller if you want.
I think we need to do that, Ed.
All right.
Go right ahead.
Let's do it.
Go to the next call.
Let's go to Wisconsin, and Eric is on the line. Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, Eric. Excuse me, Ed. Where are you listening in Wisconsin?
The radio station that's coming out from Dubuque.
Okay. Wonderful. Well,
great.
Yeah, always love having people call in from all over the country.
Right.
We don't have any stations, as it were, in Wisconsin, so he's listening to the Dubuque Iowa Station.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, our Dubuque listeners, I'm going to be in Dubuque in middle of October.
Are you really?
Yeah. A pregnancy center, their annual fundraiser. So I'm so excited about it.
And it's when is speaker?
In October?
Yeah, it's in October. I think, this is just from memory, I think October the 26th. But this is something unique about the ministry. They were experiencing growing pains. And then there was the situation where the only, who's the number one pregnancy?
Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood. They were losing customers, losing money. They dwindled down to nothing. They said, we're going to stay open until somebody buys our building. And we'll stay in business until this building sells and we're closing our doors. The pregnancy center, they prayed about it. They already needed to grow. They bought the building.
Wow.
Of Planned Parenthood. Mm. You talk about redeemed and a God story. So wonderful ministry there.
When are you going to be there?
And I think October the 26th. But you can go to jjjasper.com and get the schedule because I'm going to be in Kansas October the 12th and Greenwood, Mississippi.
You have
October
a T-shirt
the 10th.
With all your tour stops on the back of it. You need to create one.
I just take a magic marker and put it on the back of the. I'm going to put it on the back of the new Trivia Friday shirts.
All right.
Sorry for taking all that time, Eric, but help us spread the word there in the Dubuque area.
Yeah, my mom has like a friend that lives down there.
Good. Wonderful.
You're gonna ask, answer, or both, Eric?
I'll do both.
All right, go ahead and
question.
Which one?
Someone answered the snake one.
Yeah, sidewinder.
You want to try another one?
Snake. Yeah.
Yeah. Which ones are there?
You mean what the questions are?
Do you follow baseball?
Well, a little bit, but I don't know them.
Okay.
I got a question.
Tim said he's got a question for you.
I got a question you can answer here. Okay. What was the first animated series made for primetime network television? Do you know that?
Not really.
What was the tallest building in the world in New York when they completed it in 1931?
I think that was the Statue of Liberty.
No.
I tell you what, is it Eric?
Yeah.
Eric, why don't you ask your own question?
Yeah, what's your question for us?
He can ask his own and answer his own. That way, and then we'll get to our question here, since we've asked two and we haven't had a good one.
All right, Eric,
go ahead, ask
a question.
So this is a history question, and what year did Wisconsin become a state?
What year did Wisconsin become a state?
I don't know the answer to that.
It was in the 1800s.
It was?
But I don't remember the exact year.
Tell us, Eric. What's the answer?
You got us.
It was in 1848.
Wisconsin became a state, and
that's the same year as the publication of the Communist Manifesto. Eric, is there any connection there?
What I did when I was still in school, our teachers used to have this like trivia thing, like what Anderson's on. And so she'd save the 1848 just for me, and so I would get that before anybody else did.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric. Have a great day, my friend. You take care. That's Eric.
Eric,
have a good weekend.
From Wisconsin. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let me give you the phone number if you want to call in and be a part of the show, 888-589-8840. That's the phone number to call, 888-589-8840. Trivia Friday, we're live video streaming on Today's Issues Facebook page, or you can get the app for American Family Radio and listen anywhere in the world on your cell phone or other kind of mobile device. Let's repeat our questions that have not been answered quickly.
Okay. How many teams are there in Major League Baseball? Geography question, what are the six states that make up the New England states? And I'll add a question, what professional football player was nicknamed the Juice? What professional football player was nicknamed the Juice?
Oh, good ones. Here's what I've got. Math question, what is the number 3.14 known as? What is the number 3.14 known as? Second question, what New York building completed in 1931 was at the time the tallest building in the world? And then here's a tough one. Which TV detective, I'll add this one, which TV detective kept a pet alligator? Which TV detective kept a pet alligator?
This is a commonly known show.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I know this one.
You know,
I'm
the one
sure.
The one had a, was it a cockatoo or something?
That
one
was
of
Beretta.
Those detectives. He had that.
Beretta,
but
yeah.
this detective kept a pet alligator.
And he also, oddly, kept it on his shoulder.
Who, Beretta?
No, this character.
Oh, this guy
the detective. Kept the alligator on his shoulder Beretta had the
All right, here are my three questions. In what TV show did Sheriff Andy Taylor first appear?
His character.
He wasn't in his own show. It wasn't the Andy Griffith show. It was a spinoff. But in what TV show did Sheriff Andy Taylor first appear? And let's see here. My other questions that have not been Have I had any answers yet? Here we go. What was the first animated series made for Primetime Network Television? Animated series for Primetime Network Television. And then finally, all right, presidential historical question here. Who ran for the president of the United States with the campaign slogan, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage? There was a politician who promised that, and that was his campaign slogan. What was his name? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, thank you. We go to Oklahoma. Sharon is on the line. Sharon, welcome to Trivia Friday. Sharon, turn down your radio because I think we can hear ourselves on. There's a little time delay. It'll mess you up. You there, Sharon?
I'd like to answer the tallest building.
All right, Sharon, here's the question. What New York building completed in 1931 was at the time the tallest building in the world?
Sears Tower.
No, ma'am. Good guess, though.
That's in Chicago, anyway.
Yeah, that's in Chicago.
No, it's Chicago.
Oh,
yeah, that's in Chicago.
Well, I know the animated one, but I don't know.
Okay, well, just one question. One question at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. It also deals with New England states. So you got the area I'm talking about.
All right.
What state, name that one, that was once a state, then broken up into two states, and then named both those states?
All right, well, that's going to
be
gonna,
Virginia,
but that's
in West Virginia.
You're talking about in New England, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's gonna give some away from my question.
Oh, well.
All right, I'll tell you what.
We got a moral dilemma.
I do have a moral dilemma. I'm gonna take a shot at it, but if I'm wrong, okay. If I'm wrong, don't give the right answer, because then we'll have named four of the six New England states. I think it's New Hampshire and Vermont.
No.
All right. Don't give.
Now, what was your
don't
question
give the
again?
Answer.
What states used to be one state, but they were broken into two?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kentucky and Virginia.
She's talking about in New England.
Oh, in New. I missed that part.
New England. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we can't, because then if you name it, that'll give four states out of the six. So,
thanks. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful weekend.
It's been forever I tried this. The first time in 3 years I've been able to get through.
Oh,
Sharon.
Well, first of all, thank you for listening.
And thanks for your patience.
And thanks for your patience and your persistence.
3 years?
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Wow, 3 years. We got to do something about that, Tim.
I almost gave away a T-shirt for free.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, anyway. Don't wait so long.
Yeah.
She's been trying.
She's been trying, yeah.
3 years. That's a
That's dedication, right?
Dedication.
There. That's a student. That's the kind of students we
dedicated
have here.
Fan.
Hey, speaking of fans and dedication, we've got a studio audience that just came into the studio.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
Now, so, what city and state are they from?
They're from middle of Alabama.
Wonderful.
Or lower middle Alabama, which is some people refer to it as
L.A.
Lower
All right,
Alabama.
That joke was used on me when I went to college. First time
really?
I was college in Mississippi State, and the guy was from, he said he was from L.A., and I said, you sure don't talk like you're from L.A.?
He said,
Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama.
That's the first time that was used on me.
Oh, man.
We'll be back in 5 minutes with more Today's Issue.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.